श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः रुकारस्त्वन्धकारो वै रुकारस्तन्निवर्तकः अन्धकारनिरोधित्वात् गुरुरुत्तभिधीयते ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति ॐ श्रीभगवानुवाच अनाश्रितः कर्मफलम् कार्यं कर्म करोति यः स संन्यासी च योगी च न निरग्निर्न चाक्रियः यं संन्यासमिति प्राहुः योगं तं विद्धि पाण्डव न ह्यसन्न्यस्तसङ्कल्पः योगी भवति कश्चन। In the previous chapter, fifth chapter, there was a question on the part of Arjuna. The question was, Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna Punar Yogam Cha Shamsasi. Yat Shreyaha Yetayor Yekam Tanme Bruhi Sunishchitam. This was Arjuna's question. And the entire chapter was an answer, and it continues even here also. The same question was asked in a different way at the beginning of the third chapter. And the question was answered in the third chapter. At the end of the fourth chapter, Arjuna was asked, therefore, yogam atishta uttishta. Take to yoga. Get up. This was told and for which alone this question. You are praising sannyasa. You are praising karma. You are blowing hot and cold. What should I go by? Either one gives me moksha, if both give me moksha, then I should choose the easy one. you know. If there are two ways to reach the same place, generally when you go by the map, you always find the other route is shorter. The main route, it goes all over and comes. And the other one, diagonally, you can reach. But if two fellows start at point P, one takes this route, the other fellow comes this way. And this fellow who took this route, he had finished his lunch. And you reach the restaurant late, by 1 hour. Shorter route you took, you know, always on this map. The shorter you take the shorter route. And then you end up stopping for every traffic light. And you never reach the place. So, at least both reach. But one is shorter, the other is quicker. The longer one is quicker. You have the satisfaction you chose the shorter route. Gas-wise, you don't save. Because every time you stop and start, you burn gas. Only inner satisfaction. I was very wise. It's called penny wise. Now at least, once you have this experience, next time you will choose the other route. Because you have the experience. Therefore, we choose the easy one, convenient one, the easy route. If both sannyasa and karma give me moksha, sannyasa is the easy route. Because you need not do anything. Why karma yoga? It is dravida pranayama. It is called dravida pranayama. So dravida pranayama means a pranayama about which in the dravida desha there is an adage. Not the dravidas do that pranayama. Dravida desha proverb. In the Dravida Desha, there is a proverb. Mukha Thodrana Ura Chutrana. When I ask you to touch your nose, you go this way and say it's very difficult. That is an adage, a proverb. Therefore, if moksha is achieved by sannyasa, a life of no karma, no activity, and a life of activity, in both there is pursuit of knowledge. At least if you say, in karma yoga you need not pursue knowledge, then I can choose that. Because I find it this using the intellect is a problem. It's very tortuous. Thinking is a problem. And therefore, if I don't use thinking, then it's easy for me and therefore I can choose. But you tell me, in both, pursuit of knowledge is a must. This is very interesting. This is what we say, you bring poha, I bring husk. We mix up both. Then when we eat foo-foo karke, we will eat poha. So this is called contribution, my own contribution. So my contribution is husk. Everybody should contribute. You bring poha. I contribute husk. And we will foo-foo karke, then we will eat poha. How is that? It's like this only. One fellow pursues knowledge, no job to do, no occupation, no duty, nothing. And that fellow, he goes, doesn't even have to shave. Because he has no job. So he need not shave. He can grow beard. And he will get moksha. Then I have to do all this and still if I should pursue knowledge. What is this? Some kind of sadism. Sanyasam prashamsasi. Punah yogam cha prashamsasi. Karma yogam cha prashamsasi. You praise sannyasa, your life of sannyasa. And you praise your life of karma. In both pursuit of knowledge is advised. Then what really delivers? Tell me. When in sannyasa the pursuit of knowledge delivers, then knowledge delivers. This is how we do anvayavatireka. This fellow, so he, I have no idea this, coke and whiskey. This fellow gets a kick, intoxicated. And then coke and rum, he gets intoxicated. Then coke and vodka. Something, whatever. He gets intoxicated. Gin. He gets intoxicated. Huh?
Gin and tonics.
Oh. So what is there? What is there? Another thing. I want a third one. Coke and?
Rum.
Rum I have told already. Okay. He gets intoxicated. Therefore, what causes intoxication? What causes intoxication? Coke. Coke causes intoxication. Because there is a common factor. This is called Anvaya Vatireka. This Anvaya is there. We have to do Vatireka. Karma and pursuit of knowledge, both you do. And without karma, you pursue knowledge. And without knowledge, you pursue karma. Without knowledge you pursue karma, no moksha. Without karma you pursue knowledge, moksha. Then why should I pursue karma and knowledge also? Because without karma I get moksha. Therefore, jnanameva is the hetu for moksha. Knowledge is the hetu for moksha. So when knowledge is the hetu for moksha, cause for moksha, I should pursue knowledge to the exclusion of everything else. That is what I should do. Why you are asking me to do this karma also? You know, it's anvaya vitireka. In the fourth chapter he told, tadvidhi pranipadena pariprasnena sevaya nahi jnanena sadrisham jnanagnihi basmasad kurde. Yes, jnan, you are praising in the fifth chapter also. He praised later. Now fourth chapter. And therefore, why are you asking me to do this karma? For what? Arjuna's question is very relevant question. Because when you do vetireka, so without coke you take whiskey, you get tipsy. Therefore coke and pure coke you take, you don't go. And therefore, the reason for this is not coke. We understand this by anvaya vatireka abhyam. We are able to single out. This is how research is done. Therefore, vikalpa karke, we just try this and that, and then afterwards you isolate a property. This is what they do with the mice. They induce this, and then the cure doesn't take place. The medicine. Then afterwards isolate that. Then give something else. So in one, see in Ayurveda you give, this is the medicine. So in Ayurveda this is the medicine, the leaf, one herb. In the leaf there is cellulose, there is chlorophyll. There are few other things. Isolate everyone. You give cellulose, nothing happens. Give chlorophyll, nothing happens. So isolate. And then I find out this is the property. And that is how you give this, you know, these medicines are prepared. Ayurveda has got its own argument that medicine isolated will create other problems. Therefore, it is better to give that medicine in its own environment. Give the whole leaf, you know. Why whole leaf, whole plant, why not? The whole earth also you can give. Anyway, there are arguments. For and against, I have got all these arguments both for both. Nothing works, that's the final, final conclusion. Anyway, so this anvaya vatireka abhyam, by this method of anvaya vatireka, we are able to really point out that moksha is by sannyasa, by knowledge, not sannyasa, by knowledge. Sannyas leke jnanto milta, there is no, after sannyasa you don't get moksha. But by knowledge there is moksha. Bhagavan accepts this. Juna wants to know. Bhagavan accept this. No doubt, But this knowledge requires preparedness. It looks as though jnanam means it's not like any other knowledge. It is not knowledge of an object. It is knowledge of yourself. Knowledge of Ishvara. You have to know all that is here is one vastu. You have to say, I am Ananda. How are you going to say that, I am Ananda? When you have reasons to complain, how are you going to say, I am Ananda? You will say, I am, that is all true, I am Ananda, but... but in practical life, Swamiji, in practical life, as though there is a practical life and there is an impractical life. Two lives are there. One is impractical, the other is practical. Our thinking is all convoluted thinking. There is a day-to-day life. So what about day-to-day life, Swamiji? So as though there is a month-after-month life. Day-to-day life. All, no thinking. Repetition, parrot repetition, non-thinking. Non-thinking is our forte. We want something practical. Yeah, you are Ananda is not practical. That is impractical. Therefore, this knowledge Lord Krishna said delivers tad buddhayaha tadatmanaha tannishtaha tatparayanaha gacchanti apunaravrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. It's all fifth chapter. Knowledge delivers. That's the whole meaning of the sentence is knowledge delivers. But for the sake of knowledge, you require to have a certain adhikaritvam, preparedness. This adhikaritvam implies a life of, not karma, a life of karma yoga. And therefore, even sannyasa life is not possible. Leave alone knowledge. Therefore, for sannyasa siddhi and for the knowledge siddhi, you require adhikaritvam, sannyasastu mahabahu dukkhamaptu mayogataha. Without karma yoga, a life of karma yoga. Karma yoga is not one karma. Without a life of karma yoga. It's a life. It's a nishtha. You don't do karma yoga. You live a life of karma yoga. Therefore, you can take sannyasa, but sannyasa is possible only when you live a life of karma yoga properly. Because the management of raga-dvesha is the accomplishment of karma yoga. This management of raga-dvesha means management of yourself. Is atma management. All the raga-dveshas constitute you, individual. You are your likes and dislikes. If you want to know the person, try to understand the person's likes and dislikes. You know the person. I don't like this. That means note down. Keep on noting down what is liked and what is not liked. You get the person, the picture of the person, total picture. Different spheres. In different spheres, likes and dislikes. In politics also, Democrat or Republican. I am a Republican. I am a Republican minus Bush. One fellow told me like that. I am a Republican but minus Bush. Hey, minus Bush, there is a Republican? How that is possible? How can you be a Republican minus Bush? It's not possible. It's a package. You must accept totally. You can't say I am a Republican minus Bush. Forget it. You have to take the whole person. The whole package you have to accept. And therefore, that's how it is. They are all days of package. So if we have so many shades of likes and dislikes. In your colors also you got likes and dislikes. You think that once you have got a preference to one color and you don't like that shade, that means you are highly sophisticated. This is what you think. But others don't think anything great about you. You think yourself like that. And then other person says, oh, that color. I don't know why you like that color. Over, come over here. What makes you like that color? I don't know, I like that color. What is the basis for liking a color? There's no basis. At least there is a basis for liking the green color. They paint all the houses green in India. houses green, everything green. Because the religion is from the sands. There is nothing greenery. And therefore, naturally, they paint all the houses green. At least something to see. Green. When you come from a desert, green color is supposed to be the inviting color, natural. There is a reason for that. Why do you like green? There is a reason. Because there is no green available. At least house you paint green. In India you can find out whose house it is by just looking at the color of the house. There's a reason for that. Otherwise, there's no reason. Therefore, if without reason, if you like a color, then without a reason, the other person likes his own color. Therefore, there's no reason. Neither you have a reason, nor other person has a reason. And therefore, what I say, people have various kinds of likes and dislikes, various preferences, and that is what the individual is. But these preferences make the person happy and unhappy. And if the preferred ones are not available, one becomes unhappy. The disliked ones are available, then one becomes unhappy. And it is difficult to order everything that you prefer, because the others have their own preferences in life. There are contemporary people. They have their own preferences. So when there are preferences, even at home, for mother it is very difficult to cook if there are five children. Five children plus husband. He has got his own like. And the children have got their own likes, their own dislikes. How to cook for all of them? It's a problem. So one person gets up and goes angry. All these are possible. Because people have preferences. And people don't like certain things. And some certain things people hate also. Not simply they don't care for, they hate. So you have all these preferences. So how anybody can gain Vedanta? Given to these preferences, called Ragadvesha, we generally gloss over these things. Ah, Ragadvesha, Eto, I have heard about that. These really decide the person. Therefore, I cannot manage myself when I cannot manage my raga-dvesha. So self-management amounts to the management of one's own ragadvesha. It's not an ordinary topic. And therefore this self-management is achieved by a life of very, very conscious life of karma yoga, healthy attitudes, healthy values. They constitute this life. Commitment is moksha. Therefore there is vyavasaya, there is nishchaya. Vyavasaya means nishchaya, purushartha nishchaya. Then only karma yoga is there. Without purushartha nishchaya, there is no karma yoga. Purushartha is moksha. And therefore, Lord Krishna is not tired emphasizing this fact. A life of karma yoga is not open to choice. Even to sannyasa, to choose a life of sannyasa, one needs to live a life of karma yoga first. It is something like if you have to achieve something, if you have to have a master's degree, you have to have a first degree. Under graduation is inevitable. And therefore you have you, even if you choose to live a life of sannyasa, you start with karma yoga. Why? Because without sannyasa of the various sankalpas, I want this, I want that, those things all resolve into I want moksha. Mokshaya antakkarana shuddhihi. Therefore you don't become a karma yogi without sannyasa. Therefore Lord Krishna in the 6th chapter continues to argue for Arjuna that a life of karma yoga is not negotiable. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Om Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Anashritah karma phalam. Karyam karma karoti yaha. Sasanyasi cha yogi cha. Naniragnir na chakriyaha. Sri Bhagavan continues to say. Bhagavan uvacha. Continues to say. Because in between there is no question. 5th chapter ended. 6th chapter begins. Therefore, see, Bhagavan Uvacha. This chapter is called Dhyana Yoga. Dhyanam is the topic. Yoga means topic. Dhyanam is topic. Dhyanam means meditation. So meditation is the topic. In fact, meditation is only very little discussed in this chapter. A lot of other things are talked about. But there is something special. Other things are talked about in every chapter. But there is something special in one chapter. When you want to name a chapter, whether there was a name or not, originally we don't know. There was a name, we don't know whether there was a name. It's not that Lord Krishna was talking to Arjuna. Now meditation, please listen. Now jnana karma sanyasa. Like this, he was talking. Somebody created chapters. Even the title, they say it was all added later. Vyasa presents the dialogue in the Mahabharata. The dialogue is between Arjuna and Bhagavan, Krishna. The dialogue was either created by Vyasa, he had the qualification to create, not that it becomes any less sacred, valuable. Whether it was created, these are the words of Krishna, or words of Vyasa, Krishna Dvaipayana, they are valuable. The value of the words is in the word itself. Not because it comes from somebody. Krishna had talked in his life so many things. And everything doesn't form a scripture. And therefore, whether Krishna had used the same words, or Vyasa presents Krishna's words in his own words. But this is what we say, Gita, it is Bhagavan's words. Knowledge is of Bhagavan. The topic of this, the subject matter of the Gita is Bhagavan, is the Lord Himself. And in this chapter, the topic is the Dhyaya is the Lord. And the topic is meditation, dhyanam. Dhyayam means object of meditation. The entire Gita has got only one topic. You can say freedom from sorrow, freedom from sadness, ashochyan anvashochastun. So freedom from sorrow, freedom from sadness, that is the main topic. In other words, the topic is, you can say, the Atma is the topic, or the reality of the world is the topic, or you can say Ishvara is the topic, Jiva is the topic, Jagat is the topic, Ishvara is the topic. Because the truth of any one of them is the truth of the other two. If you talk about Ishvara, you end up talking about the Jagat and the Jiva. You talk about the Jagat, you can't but talk about Ishvara and the Jiva who experiences the Jagat. You talk about Jiva, you end up talking about the scheme of things in which the Jiva is, that is the Jagat. Once the scheme has come, then Ishvara walks in. Then what is the truth of the Jiveshwarayoho? What is the truth? Topic will always be the same. Only thing is, the starting point is different. And these different starting points, you do require. Otherwise, we will end up in dissociation. You have to cover all the three topics. And therefore, here, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha continues to talk, Vyasa presents. The topic is Dhyanam, special, something special in this chapter. Dhyanam is this special, something special. Therefore, it's called Dhyana Yoga. Yoga is Sangatihi topic. Anashritah karma phalam karyam karma karoti yaha sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnihi na cha akriyaha. He is recounting what he has already talked about in the third chapter, in the second chapter. In the fourth and fifth, he has talked about this elaborately. And in one sentence he points out, karma palam anashritaha. Anashritaha. Na ashritam karma palam yasya. Ashraya is refuge. Ashritaha means the one who has taken refuge in something. So anashritaha. Any dependency also is called ashraya. Karma phalam anashritaha. Phalam is result. Phalam means fruit. Because phalam, fruit, result is called phalam because phalgudaya liyate iti phalam. Perishable and therefore it is called phalam. A fruit is perishable, therefore it is called phalam. Very interesting. Karma phalam, when you say, you need not say karma phalam anityam. You need not say phalam and it is perishable. Phalam means perishable. This karma phalam, karmanaha phalam, karma phalam. Karma phalam anashritaha. Not depending upon the result of karma. Karma phalam anashritaha. Look at this. This is really a problem. Karyam karma karoti yaha. Yaha, the one who karoti, performs, does. What does he do? Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karoti yaha. Very interesting. Karma karoti yaha. The one who does karma. The one who performs karma. What kind of karma? Karyam karma. Karyam means what is to be done. Kartavyam iti karyam. Maya idam karyam. Idam karyam. This is to be done by me. So everyone gets into a situation where certain thing is to be done. In any situation, a certain thing is to be done, certain thing should not be done. Life is full of karyam. What is to be done? It unfolds itself. Karyam unfolds itself. The script of a role is karya. When you are a parent, mother, father, that's a relative role that you are playing. Father is not, you are not the father. Father to your children, mother to your children. So it is a relative term. So related to children, you are mother, father. That means then you are expected to do certain things. That is called karya. Until the children grow up. After they grow up also we think they are children. That is our problem. That means they have grown up, that we have not grown up. So, when they are under your care and guidance, You are expected to do certain things. That is karyam. So karyam iti yat karma maya idam karyam. This is to be done by me in this situation. As a father, mother, as a son, daughter, as husband, wife, as a friend, as a citizen. These are the things that I have to do. So what I need to do is the script. And that is called karyam. So in this you have some options. Sometimes you have no option. And therefore, whatever is karyam, yaha karoti, karyam iti yaha karma karoti, is very, very clear now. Anashrita karma polam. So this is what we call it as duty. You understand now duty? Because you live a related life. There is no living without relating. Unrelated, you don't live. You can be alive. Like in coma, you can be alive for 10 years. Somebody alive was alive for 10 years. Kept alive. He was not alive. He was kept alive by support systems. The person was kept alive for 10 years. New York. In a coma. That is not living. You live means you relate. When you live your life, you need to relate. When you relate, then you get into situations like this, where you need to do a related what you are expected to do. Then that is what we say, duty, kartavyam. Karyam, kartavyam. A typical Indian. We have translated this into duty. You know. So, mera duty, duty mein jata hoon. In Bombay they will say, duty mein jata hoon. I have joined duty. I resign from duties. These things are not heard here. I have joined duty. Duty joining. I have got my duties. I get letters every day. Swamiji, I have fulfilled all my duties. That means I am ready to join you. Come along with you. Means all the fellows who have fulfilled all the duties, I should take care of. And what are the duties? Very interesting. The duties are nothing but, my son is married, he's in California, my daughter is in Australia, and then I've got 1+1, so one daughter, one son, so both of them are settled, means they don't write to me, they don't care for me, and so, I mean, that's what he thinks. That's what he thinks. Whether they care for him or not, that's what he thinks. Why should they not care for him? But he thinks, because they don't come. He thinks they don't care for me. So, I have fulfilled all my duties. So, these duties, what about your duties towards your family members, other members? Also, you know, there are in different radius. You have a lot of people. One duty, this is over, then there is another duty is waiting. And the four other members of your family, of your community, of the country, they're all duties. You've got duties all over, in different radius. You have duties. There are social duties. Family can extend. It's not one day one. This is one plus one. My children, that's it. Can be. Can be duties. Anyway, these duties are called kartavya. To be done. You have no choice. You have to do. This is. And this duty, the word kartavya, we have translated as duty. And but here you can't use that word. Here they have got duty also, they use the word excise duty and customs duty. Duty free. Yeah, you got duty free. And heavy duty. The vehicles are called heavy duty and light duty vehicles. But they also understand. If you tell them, they will understand. Means kartavya. Also, parents have their duties. Kartavya is there. They will say responsibility. Perhaps. But the concept of kartavyam maya is typical, the Vedic. It is Vedic and it is highly emphasized in the Bhagavad Gita. And that is what we say, swadharma, swasya karma. Asmin deshe kale nimitte idam maya kartavyam idanim. This is to be done by me at this time and place and situation. That is what we say. Karyam. And therefore, it's very interesting, the duty of the husband becomes the right of wife. If her husband goes on doing his duties, she gets the rights. And her duties towards the husband would be husband's right. You know, the emphasis is on duty. The emphasis can be on right also. If you emphasize on right, then you have to spell out the responsibilities and enforce them. If you emphasize duty, it comes from you. You don't need an agency of enforcement. Then these agencies keep on increasing. To enforce the agency, you require another agency. The endless. It has to come from yourself. Duty comes from you, not from any other authority. It comes from within. The emphasis is something, it just takes away. The pressure from outside avoids the pressure from outside. Comes from within. That's what an ideal human being is. If it comes from you, what is to be done? Therefore, the parental duty towards the children becomes the right of the children. And the duty of the children towards the parents and becomes the right of the parents. Then the citizen's duty towards the state, the state's duty towards the citizen. This is how the Vedic culture is. It's all one duty. Duty means you become humble. Because one is not able to fulfill all the duties because of one's own frailty. And therefore, one can be humble. One tries, and therefore, husband's duty becomes wife's right, wife's duty becomes husband's right. Both try to do their respective duties, then both get the rights, there is less fight. Right means then you demand. The employer's duty toward the employees and the employee's duty toward the employer is mutual. Therefore, karyam iti, therefore karma phalam is not involved, whether you like it or not. Suppose you say, I don't like doing this duty, but you have to do. That's why, you know, generally when they talk about duties, so nobody says happily, these are my duties. No. Mera duty hai. There is always a certain lamentation. Murmur. Nobody is ecstatic. But one can be ecstatic. One can enjoy doing one's duties. But for that one has to enjoy oneself. Then what one does is what is to be done. Because you enjoy yourself as a person. That's a different game, ball game. And therefore here, that is what yoga is about. That's what he tells here. Anashrita karma palam karyam maya idam karyam iti yaha karma karoti sa sannyasi sa yogi. He is a sannyasi because his own personal likes and dislikes he sacrifices. He doesn't come under his own ragadvesha spell. What I need to do is one thing, what I want to do is entirely different. It's always a problem. You have to do, but you don't want to do. In fact, whatever you like is not what is to be done. Whatever you don't like is what is to be done. Especially in eating. Correct? What you like, you should not eat. The whole list. Whatever you like, you write down, they will cut it out. This is not good, this is not good, this is not good for you, this is not good for... This is not good for your tata, it's not good for you. You go on, cut it, cut down. And you write on what you don't like, they tick mark everything. That's how it is. So there is, you can understand now, so that the pressure not to do what is to be done is always there as a disposition in a person until the table is changed, completely turned. by a life of karma yoga. And you begin liking what you didn't like before. You had to do it, you were doing it using your will, using certain support system, having a support system. And then you begin liking what you need to do. And you don't have a great like for what you are not supposed to do. That means you have made it. You are not anymore in the hands of raga-dvesha. Therefore, without renunciation of your personal likes and dislikes, there is no karma yoga. Therefore, nahya sanyasta sankalpaha yogi bhavati kaschana na yogi bhavati kaschana. We will look into this when we come back. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.